Station.
Broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. This is Kyle Brust and Nortman, KBN on 94.5 ESPN, the ESPN Wisconsin app, and streaming live at ESPN Milwaukee on YouTube.
The Palermo's Pizza and Cheese in partnership, 4-1-4-hour at 4 right here on KBN. Now, give me some of that pizza.
No. No eating during the break, boy, or during
one
the show.
One more bite.
I have to. It's part of the...
Strofe, are you eating back there? I'm going to need someone to be able to talk. And he just ate and crunched on the microphone in my face.
That was a good crunch.
That was a really good on-air crunch. How about this one? How did he get that crunch?
I heard nothing.
That was a great crunch.
It was. Frozen pizza is so good.
Send us your...
Didn't you just say not to eat on the air? Now you're talking with your mouth full?
Well, I wasn't going to be left out. Send us your Palermo's ideas for new pizzas. Because they will make it happen. I mean, like, genuinely, like, as we were in the break, John was asking us, genuinely, what do you think? That last, like, I would say make sure you cook it crispy, because it really did feel...
Cool Ranch Doritos.
Ooh.
Oh. That's really good.
That last bite really did feel like I was eating a Cheez-It Toasty with, like, pizza on top.
Yeah. It's brilliant. It's brilliant.
Like, legitimately, I wouldn't lie to you, KBN Nation.
No, and people who love Cheez-Its, though, because, like, Cheez-It, obviously, big brand. People love their Cheez-Its. If you love Cheez-Its and you love pizza, especially Palermo's pizza, you're going to like this a lot.
Is there a cheese curd
pizza? Let me just say,
I
love talking about higher love. It elevates your draft experience. It will elevate your Cheez-It eating pizza experience as well.
Got to get this pizza away from me.
Is there such a thing as a cheese curd pizza?
I won't stop. I'm sure Palermo's will do it. I know, Kyle's got no self-control. All that weight he lost, come back on in one segment.
It's still kind of within arm's reach.
So good.
It's so good.
I love Cheez-Its.
I love Cheez-Its, too.
Same thing.
I'm coming to get another piece.
No, no.
You know what they should do? White cheddar Cheez-It.
Lock them out.
And then when these sell out, which they will.
White cheddar?
White cheddar. White cheddar Cheez-Its are so good.
They are.
For those commuting, we are sorry if you are making you a little bit hangry right now, but just know you need to go to your local grocer and experience this deliciousness.
That savoriness.
I just, like, I kind of, like, I'm shaking because I want to, like, grab the piece, and I can't grab this piece. It's just staring at me. But it's time now to do some brewer's math.
Kyle, you just said you got to stop eating it.
Dude,
you're eating it.
Man,
you're eating
come more. On. Seriously.
Do the brewer's math. Do the damn brewer's math.
All right, I'll do the brewer's
math. You know,
I don't do math.
Do you guys ever heard of the marshmallows test?
No.
You guys ever heard of this?
Is this going to be good or bad?
This is good. I want to know if you guys think you would pass. So
Kyle
Brust
and Nortman with you till 5 o'clock. Are you seriously getting more pizza for Alex Strofe?
To come and get him pizza. He thinks it's for him. I'm going to keep it for myself.
That's a good play. Nice. The marshmallow test.
The marshmallow test is when you put a marshmallow in front of, like, a three-year-old, right? And you tell him, hey, I'm going to leave the room. I want you not to eat this marshmallow. And if I come back and it's not eaten, I'm going to give you two marshmallows.
Oh, Ben, repeat what Brad just said. Go ahead.
I'm going to leave out one marshmallow. And I'm going to leave the room. And if I come back and you don't eat it, I'm going to give you two marshmallows.
So, that's the marshmallow test. And they've done long-term studies on this. And the kids that can restrain themselves, not have the first marshmallow, however they need to do to distract themselves, but wait for the second, they tend to do better in school and all this sense of emotional regulation.
Kyle's going to fail that test.
The people that just grab it and eat it.
Obviously, them kids that grabbed it was never told at the store, don't you touch nothing. I was told, don't touch nothing in that stove.
So this is like the marshmallow test. Can Ben Brust sit with a piece of Palermo's cheese
pizza? I'm literally
pizza?
Shaking, you guys, because Strofe's eating right now.
Yeah.
Tony's eating right
it's
now.
So good.
Kyle lied and was eating a second ago.
It's gone. It's gone. It's gone.
Brad has self-control.
Yeah. I'm like, I can wait. I can wait.
Only reason I'm not eating another pizza because I know Bradley wants more pizza.
I mean, I do. I do.
All right, where are we? So,
oh, my God.
I know.
It's so good. Ben, you didn't do it. You didn't wait. You would have failed the marshmallow test. Can any of you guys pass?
No. I don't want to pass. Wow. I want to eat.
I don't want to pass either.
And it says by the way, about who we are.
The Cheez-It cheese pizza? I mean, all are good, but golly gee.
Yeah.
All
right. Now I got to sit here with pizza in my face. What is the math?
Golly gee?
Golly gee Willinger. Can y'all tell me, so what is this math thing y'all trying to do? Brewers math?
We're going to do some Brewers math right now. Yeah. Do we have any baseball tonight or ESPN baseball music ready to go?
Strofe is chomping away. Chomping away.
I don't know how you're a buck 40.
A subtle nod.
I don't know how he's a buck 40 either. So scrawny.
Time now for Brewers math. Just taking the easy way out so you can keep on eating. So, one NFL game out of 17 total NFL games is equivalent to one. Okay, I had this figured out. I just want to eat the pizza. I just want to eat the pizza.
Got me to try?
We should try that with your daughter one day, the marshmallow test.
We should.
We'll figure out if she has real breast blood in her or not. I mean, is your daughter.
She hangry.
Oh.
She wants her food. She gets her food. All right, so here's what we got here. Brewers math. Now, I want to do
that makes
math.
It even harder.
Look at the pizza. Brad, get another piece.
I'm waiting until the break.
Brad, I'm going to eat this piece.
Eat it then. Prove you can't pass the marshmallow test.
Brad, which one you want?
Are you a middle square or an outer square kind of guy?
The middle square looks so good because it has so many pepperonis.
I would prefer a middle square.
You don't want another piece because you're watching your figure. Not me.
I'm going to grab the middle piece.
Cody, please report back on how the marshmallow test goes with your three-year-old tonight. Because the marshmallow test has failed all of us here on Kyle Brustenort.
I'm a grown man. I earned to be able to eat whatever I want. Can't test me.
All right, put the pieces down. I can do this quickly.
Oh, this one has so much crunch to it.
When you dance down the street with it clot at your feet.
Come on now, do the math.
I couldn't wait. Brad couldn't wait
either. The music got him. The music got him.
I literally feel like I'm in Italy.
Is all the pizza gone?
He's going to go up there.
Is all the pizza gone? Yeah, I'll have half of that.
The back half?
I literally was waiting around here for the break, and then you two scoundrels and Strofe and Pony ate all the pizza.
It's really good.
Yo, this pizza is delicious. It's amore. I love the pizza.
I mean, this is... Go to the local grocer. I'm telling you. We are grown adults, acting like children.
We can't do our jobs.
Pizza is so good.
We can't do our jobs.
I thought it was going to be an interesting combination that I wanted to try.
It's addicting.
Yeah, it is.
It seemed like, yeah, I agree, Kyle. It seems like it was a one-off thing.
Yeah. I'll have a slice.
I think I'm going to buy 10 of these.
I want to pound 3 of these tonight.
And it's honestly the perfect size of like a personal pizza. I mean, I would crush one of these 9-piece square ones as my dinner, no problem.
I can't stand still.
Are you upset we didn't leave you one more piece?
I'm absolutely very upset.
How many did you get? How many did you tell us you have?
I had one slice each.
So three? Okay.
But you guys had more.
I had four.
I only had two.
Well, you're the producer.
Yeah, I have four.
You're definitely supposed to get four. Our scraps.
Dang. Wow. Wow, now you know how Homer
feels. Now you know how Homer feels.
Strofe leaves the room.
Strofe left the producer room to try and come to the main studio. Typically, I come over here.
Oh, here we go. Strofe sitting down.
Sitting in the corner. Pouting. Produce the show.
Kyle, you mind going back there and run the show since we got a little pouty Gen Z here?
We got a show Gen Z millennials know how to handle adversity.
I've never been a part of a Kyle-produced show before.
We got a phone call.
I've never been a part of a Kyle-produced show before. It'd be weird to see Kyle back there.
It's going to be weird to see Kyle back there.
Rumor is he's a bad producer, though.
Yeah, but he's not going to quit on us like Alex Strofe did.
Look at Kyle.
All right, fellas, here we go. Who's on the line here?
Strofe's on the line with somebody on the phone
It's so weird to see Kyle behind the glass. standing
up.
You
can't even talk to them on the phone because Strofe isn't doing his job and he's not
can
even.
Can you put him on hold, please, for me? My goodness.
You say put the caller on hold?
Yes, please.
I think I can do that.
You had to do it from the phone. Strofe,
I'm just thankful that I don't have to do anything but
speak. I put line one on hold. You can talk to him. Yeah, I know, but Kyle's producing the show. Lock Strofe out, Maddie. Don't let him in.
A couple frozen pizzas and the show falls apart. Completely falls apart. Kyle's producing.
Kyle's got the camera on YouTube on him working the phone, producing the show.
Yeah, this is somebody who needs actual help about something they won. I'm gonna let Strofe take care of that one.
He can handle that.
That's administrative.
So brewers.
Yes, to everyone on the Carbless Talk and Text line. You guys keep saying you want pizza. I'm telling you.
You do.
Kyle is always be like, you a lie. This ain't no lie.
No, it's not a lie.
This is like, whew.
I wasn't even hungry.
I know. That's the thing. I had my normal 330 protein bar.
You did.
And I was satisfied. I wasn't hungry until I saw it. I was like, oh, I could absolutely eat that.
You did.
Oh, wow.
Brewer's math, eh?
Brewer's math.
Coming up next after Brad tells us about Bank 5-9.
Oh, Bank 5-9. When it comes to my friends at Bank 5-9, you know that they are out to make your life better. Think of another bank whose mission statement is make lives better. You can't think of any. That's because that's what makes Bank 5-9 unique. Even that 1959 Bank 5-9, that's how long they've been in existence. When you've been doing things right for that long, you absolutely have the reputation of a true local community bank that is making lives better. And they do that for their employees. They do that for their customers. They do that for the surrounding area through charitable giving and volunteerism. 9,000 hours each year in volunteering, and they serve their customers with the utmost financial servicing in their 14 branch locations. Not only that, when I drive by the State Fair Park like I do every day at 94, I see the Bank 5-9 main stage at State Fair. They got a heck of a lineup coming to State Fair. So many ways. Bank 5-9 is making your life better. See how they can make your life better at bank59.com. Member FDIC.
Little Brewers math, Jair Alexander from Peter Schrager is looking good to come back with the Green Bay Packers. Is it going to happen? We don't know. Some more nonsense out there. People on the internet with real reputable like websites writing baloney trades that don't make sense. We'll hit on those. Brian Balaga. We got a lot to get to. And more pizza next.
This is Kyle Bruston Nortman.
Do you think?
Nope.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
So I think that I found myself a cheerleader. She is always
oh, as the sun starts shining, the weather gets nice. It's a time that you can live the life you want to live. Do the things you want to do. But if joy pain is holding you back, you're just unable to do that, to live your fullest life. QC Kinetics, thankfully, is the nation's leader in non-surgical relief, in regenerative medicine that is going to cause that joint pain to be gone for the long term. Don't just take my word for it. That pain's going to be gone. Just ask the over 50,000 satisfied patients that they've already helped get their life back. I mean, they're using cutting-edge regenerative treatments. They're able to get you better at a cellular level. No drugs, no surgery, no downtime. They're able to use healing properties and strategically place them in your joints and then put you on a personal path to recovery and a pain-free life. So if you're thinking, you know what, now is the time, 2025 is my year to be without joint pain, then you need to not wait any longer. Get your free, that's right, very free consultation with QC Kinetics now. So give them a call today at 414-285-3474. That's 414-285-3474. 414-285-3474.
All right, the good news for our bodies and for the listening audience, wherever they're listening, is that there is no more Cheez-It pizza from Palermo's in sight.
Oh, all I got to do is walk to the store, go grab my pizza, and walk home. And I already burnt off the stuff I'm about to put on. Good stuff.
My point is we can focus on the task at hand.
Yes.
So,
yes.
Brewer's math.
That's do you want to do brewer's math?
I don't know. It never makes sense to me. That's why I let y'all
The whole point of this is to make it
more
sense.
Simple.
Well, oh, you guys you make it more complicated.
Yeah.
You don't just say, hey, they are 38 games into a 162-game schedule. That is 23.5% of the season. You go, oh, wait a minute. We're going to take baseball. We're going to make it another sport. We're going to use a confusing number to divide by, which is 17. And we're going to make it more. It doesn't make sense.
Oh, it makes plenty of sense.
It makes plenty of sense.
Plenty of sense.
I'm sure.
Let Brad and I cook some Brewers math up. Get the baseball sound effects going, man. You ate pizza last segment.
Hit the right one.
All right. So, every...
9.5
9.5
Yeah. Half of the game.
That makes it real easy. 4.5 innings.
Wow, 4.5 innings now. Okay.
Every 9.5 baseball
roughly
games is the equivalent to one NFL football game. We are currently 19-19. That is 38 baseball games, which means we are four games into a 17-game NFL season.
And who's our quarterback?
Okay, now you're just messing with me because I know Strofe told you to ask
Well,
that.
Jackson Churio is our wide receiver one.
Okay, and who's the quarterback?
Christian Yelich.
Oh, that's a bad quarterback.
Our quarterback's right had
better
a really,
left few games.
A really rough couple.
Bryce Durang?
No.
I don't know.
I mean,
the whole point of this was because we were freaking out after the New York Yankees after getting
don't say
smashed,
we don't put me we don't that's you
out. And the reality
I'm just
was
I'm just annoyed because this could have been something, but Kyle and Strofe are now just trying to hijack it and
I'm
make
not
it worse.
Hijacking anything. What I'm just I trying it's to a, figure it's
a,
out.
It's a lot of numbers, a lot of digits.
Give me girl in math over Brewers math. What?
All right, let's do it. Strofe, do Brewers math. Go.
Go.
The Brewers are 19-19. That's 500. They are three games back of the Chicago Cubs. The number that matters is three because you're not going to be a wild card team. You got to win the NL Central if you're going to make the playoffs. The number that matters right now is three. There's three games back of the Cubs. There's your math.
So people that don't understand baseball, the length of the season, three games, it sounds like a lot, but maybe it's not a lot.
38 games is 23.5% of the season, so they're almost a quarter of the way done.
They still have a lot of time to catch them.
Four out of 17 NFL games through the baseball season. Basically 25%. Math.
Nope. Four times four is 16. That's over 25%.
Four out of 17. 17 games in the NFL schedule. You're just as dumb as Kyle.
Whoa. That's why
you guys just can't follow this.
Wait a minute. What?
Yeah,
not my dumb.
Is,
I didn't try to imagine.
I think it's an
stuff.
Intelligent issue.
A what?
We're putting it on the bottom issue. Shelf.
Here, let's do this. 800-990-3776. That is the Carbless Talk and Text line. 800-990-ESPN. Just send me yes or no. One word. If you like Brewers baseball football math.
We
yes.
Do you like Brewers baseball football math? 800-990-3776. Say yes if you do and no if you don't. And if the no's outweigh the yes's, Brad and I will retire Brewers football baseball math.
We haven't even been able to get through and finally place what their
what was our record before this?
They were 1-1-1.
Yep.
Oh, 1-1-1.
We had a tie.
It was an early tie.
Yeah.
Now
you're smiling because you realize
I realize it stinks. Trust me, I realize it stinks, Strofe. But I'm trying to fight good fight.
I think maybe we convert the early tie to a wash. Now they're 2-2. They're 2-2.
First
four
two
games.
No one the record.
No, they're
we're going to go back here. We're going to give them a victory.
Through four games. So the problem is the Cubs are 3-1, and they look really good. Really good. So you're looking, it's still early, but through the first quarter of the season, the Cubs look pretty good. 3-1.
They smoked us the first two games, I tell
sure
you that
did.
Much.
They sure did.
Then we came back in game three.
800-990-3776. Matt and Grafton, you're on the Carbless Talk and Text line. Do you like Brewers math in baseball schedule length or football schedule length?
Heck yeah, I do keep that stuff going. It's great.
Thank you,
yeah,
Matt.
Yeah, let's go.
Now that Matt is in, I don't even want to reset it because now I've already called myself out that it is a little more confusing now that we're getting into the fact that if I will call it the flaw of Brewers math in football terms, the Brewers record right now would be 1-2-1 based off how we've broken out the 7.5 games and giving them a win based off the 9.5 games. But the end of the day is they're 19-19, they're 2-2, they're literally 500.
No, they're 1-2-1. 1-2-1-1.
I think we convert the tie.
Oh, no, Ron McKee just said, he likes Hear Brad Out More, which is already the worst
segment. You like it
segment.
That much, Ryan McKee? Wow. What a ringing endorsement.
Colin chimes in and says he thinks Kyle should produce the show every Thursday.
Produce. Oh yeah, yeah.
And Strofe slides into your.
Yeah, what happens to me?
Yeah,
you. It's it's.
Oh, we just swap.
Yeah,
I mean, if I just had to press buttons and then Strofe does all the other work,
that
sure.
That means you do over under.
No. I just press the button.
Brayden likes any time that we talk math, specifically Brad.
Math guy. Love me.
Brad's not even giving us the good math he can do. He gives you guys the elementary basic math. That
yeah,
man right there, he can do your
do.
Taxes for you.
Yeah, it's about as basic as we
Matter
can get.
Of fact, you heard us talking about our taxes. Never once did you say, hey, guys, you need help. I got you.
I don't want to
Josh
do
from Heartland gives us a maybe. Brian in 920 just says Packers suck.
Oh,
and Ron in the Key says, I like AI Ben pronouncing Coliseum more. Yeah.
In which city would you find the Colosseum?
All right, so Brewer's math is chalked.
It's dead? Just
dead.
Like that?
We were gonna be 1-2-1 when they're 19.
I think
19.
We do a little conversion. We do a little massaging of the numbers and the records. And 2-2.
And what?
But that's when I start
sports.
Getting confused, yeah. And then I can't participate in my own segment.
The thing is, they went the whole point of this is they struggled early. They were down, but they came back and they were 500 through the first 9.5 games, resulting in a tie. So 0-0-1. Now the season has progressed on. We can take that early tie. We can mesh it into a 500 record, which they have now. 2-2.
But here's why this didn't end up working is because when we gave them a tie, it was based on 9.5 games.
Yeah.
We looked at what they were doing halfway through the 9th game of the season, and I believe they were 4-4 through 8 games, and it was 0-0 in the 9th game, so they were tied through.
It's brilliant. It's brilliant.
It's not.
Brad, go ahead. You know this song, Brad.
Turn it up.
Damian chimes in as they're 1-1-2.
I don't know this song.
The Brewers are 1-1-2.
One?
Two ties.
1-2. I mean, that's pretty good. It's pretty good.
And you say goodbye to this. How do you say goodbye to this? You just simply say goodbye.
Brad, you got to let go. It was a good run. Hey, Brewers math is
I'm
dead.
I'm going to bring it up again.
As I tell you off the air, I'm always for you guys trying stuff. But you got to acknowledge when it sucks. Brewers baseball football math sucked.
Brewers baseball football math had a good run.
Maybe it'll be like that song.
Say
every,
goodbye.
Brad. Every new beginning comes from some other beginning's end.
Closing time.
Maybe there'll be a new version of Brewers math that we bring to the table.
Daniel wants the math to keep going.
It's fun.
Sure. I mean,
if you guys did the math properly, it would be okay. But you overly complicated it. So please end it.
What if we take a little bit of a break from Brewers math and halfway through the season, we resurrect it and see how we see where we're
Let
at.
Let me guess. Halfway through the season,
the Brewers
are going to
be 500. Yeah. The Brewers will be 500 and their football record will be
40. Yeah. It'll be what? What would that be? Like
4.5 game played.
41-41.
We're in the second quarter of game 9.
Pouring out to Brewers math, everybody. Brad, come on.
I'm not ready for that.
I need you to.
It's hard to say
no,
goodbye.
It's hard to say goodbye, Brad.
No, you just killed it right
goodbye.
In front of me. It was alive 5 minutes ago. Now it's dead.
Yeah.
That's life, buddy.
No, this is like. Come to
I'm
the
in bargaining stage. I'm literally in bargaining stage. I'm trying to figure out how to bring this thing
no,
back.
No, get out of it. Get out of it.
Cheers to you, Brewers math. Cheers to you.
Complicated. You guys, sometimes you outsmart yourself, Bradley. Got to simplify it.
I'm
going to
sneak it back in at some point.
You the reason why Brewer's math worked in. Was simply because of the 0-4 start.
Yeah.
And we were simply trying to make ourselves feel better that they were only in the start of the second quarter of game one of an NFL football season.
Yo, this is like here.
That's the only reason why it worked. Now it's overly complicated. Just like Mervin. Sorry if I said your name wrong, just like he said.
This is like Hear Brad Out. It's a brilliant idea to start, just taken slightly too far sometimes.
Yep. At least you admit it.
Yeah, at least.
I'm not saying.
At least you know about Hear Brad Out
I'm
now.
Just saying that's how it's being received. I still don't think this is a bad idea. I think we keep it
so
going.
So it makes sense to you. Makes more sense than saying they're at 500 right now through 38 games it was?
Yes.
That's
I still don't like it, but.
Four football games of 9.5 baseball games per game.
The 9.5 is a physical
We're still
problem.
In the second quarter.
That's a problem.
What hurt is when the NFL schedule bleeped us. When they went to 17 games,
yeah.
it made it way harder.
That's an odd number. That's just bad. Nothing,
you were in the league when you voted for that, didn't you? You voted for
it. I guess if it was 16 games.
Well. I'll vote for
162 baseball games divided by 16 football games is 10.125 baseball games.
Oh, wow.
So that would have made it even more complicated.
You guys have spent the last 10 minutes discussing math that doesn't make sense.
Point 125 would that be like for the first inning?
Oh, see, this
Jim wants to keep Brewer's math because it's comical watching us struggle through it.
I don't do math, but you guys are making math even harder.
You're supposed to be our finance guy.
Point 125 is the first, yeah, first inning? Like, I don't know. Yeah.
I don't know either. That's the thing. This is my idea. And of course, because math involved, Brad's like, oh, it's awesome.
Oh, everybody loves
it.
It's
great. I play football. We can take the Brewer's schedule and break it out by football games.
And finance it somehow.
Goodbye, Brewer's man.
Hold on. Wait a minute. Brad, you have multiple degrees. Is that correct?
Yeah.
And cool. So like your actual legal title in the world is what?
I can't just
so
do
it's
one.
Brad Norman, comma.
CPA, CFP, Masters in Finance.
There it is.
Not proving it's KBN Nation, I can tell you that much. We'll be back
what
with
could have
not
been.
Brewer's Math, but we're going to take 5 seconds for a moment of silence and then send it to break as we retire Brewer's Math on Kyle Bruston Nortman. How do I say thank you. To what we
had. This is Kyle Bruston Nortman, KBN.
Yeah, see, the thing about me is I like
you
a little
like crazy.
I like crazy. I like a little excitement in my life. I like a little bit of drama.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
I'm sorry, Miss Jackson.
Ooh, I am for real.
Never meant to make your daughter cry.
If you are looking to update your windows, you have to do it with Universal Windows Direct today. Y'all know I love my UWD, and every time I come home, I go to my house, I turn my heat up or turn my cool air on coming up soon. I love how it's so insulated. And with Universal Windows Direct, when you go to UWD.com, they will absolutely hook you up. And what I loved about it is when they have your free in-home consultation, they come there and they don't try to upcharge or upsell you. They just give you exactly what you need. And right now they have 50% off your windows. Yes, 50% off your windows and zero interest for 12 months. That is a whole year where you have zero interest. You don't have to make a single payment for a whole year. So do not wait. Visit UniversalWindowsDirect.com today. That's UniversalWindowsDirect.com today to set up your free in-home estimate. And like me, you'll be saying, I love my windows.
I'm actually going to turn this one over to Alex Rofe. This is Kyle Bruston Nortman. Homer's joining us now at 4:30. He came in early to join us because Alex Rofe has to share some things with him that he was staying up late at night because he felt bad. I turn this segment over to Alex Rofe.
Hey, Homer, how you doing?
Fine.
Why did you have a question mark on that? Are you doing fine or not?
Fine, yeah, I'm doing great. Fine. How are you doing? How are you guys all doing? You guys are doing good? Yeah.
I'm
okay, let's
good.
Go. Well, we got through that. Now let's get to the real life.
What do you think the real is?
I don't know, but I mean, how you doing? You gotta do how you doing.
Why do you hate the pleasantries?
Because it's all crap.
No, it's
just
not.
Made up.
It's kind of.
You should shake someone's hand. If I had, you don't have time. People don't have the time or the energy to help if someone actually says, yeah, I got
Homer,
the big problem
I need
to do.
I hate knowing that you think when I say hello, how you doing, or good, have a great show,
crap.
Homer, you think it's crap. You
yes.
don't think it's genuine.
No, I do not. No.
When Kyle says have
I'm
a good show.
Because I'm old enough to know long before he used to shake hands, say, hey, how you doing? Just walk by. That was it. Now
maybe things have changed,
no,
Homer. We've grown.
Fine. Yes, we've grown.
Oh,
so people are worse now.
I know what Stroh said to you. What he said to you.
What did he say to me?
That's what you're here
teammate
for.
Went to the Super Bowl.
Is that what I'm
his
here
teammate
for?
Teammate making the Super Bowl. You should be happy if they're a top four seed.
Why? Why don't you think this team's making a Super
Bowl? They were a 7 seed the last 2 years. What the hell's changing?
You watch your mouth, old man. Oh, wow.
A lot of people are up in arms that Alex Stroh talked to you like that. They said, watch your mouth, old man.
They got problems.
Oh,
you don't got problems. Look at you defending Stroh.
I got to be honest with you.
It kept him up all night.
I got home last night, and I go, that really landed flat. Nobody reacted. Nobody laughed. I thought
it
maybe
was disrespectful.
Maybe it was not disrespectful.
Homer, you were speechless.
I am old. You can't disrespect me. Why don't you say, hey, Baldy?
Homer, you were speechless, though. There was a pause.
Yes, you were.
Go ahead. Pause.
Not about that.
Oh, no, just hold on.
I didn't even know, remember he said it.
I knew it. I knew it.
Homer, is it you didn't remember because you I said it because you're old?
Yes.
I thought maybe it's traumatized.
I am an old man. Everybody, you could use that as my new nickname. Hey, old man. You think being called old man is worse than being an old man?
I thought yesterday crossed the line of elder abuse.
Homer,
elder abuse.
He's 25 years old. He should be talking to you like that. Respect your elders.
You're almost three times as old as him.
Respect is how you treat. He respects me the way he acts and treats me. He's never done anything that didn't show respect to me.
Actions
as
do
a person.
Speak louder than words.
Yes.
Yeah, well, so, I don't know. If I was Joe age and somebody said that to me, no. I'll be ready to put belt to ass.
Yeah, you got problems.
That was disrespectful.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was. Homer, you were silent. You were shook.
Look at this. This is what's wrong with people. He decides.
He's
tells
trying to tell
me
him how to feel.
Play it.
Homer.
What I think.
Listen, we can't even get him to stop talking. Listen, y'all hear this?
He's old and senile.
He won't stop talking.
No, you won't stop telling me how I'm supposed to act.
Homer, wait.
That's disrespectful. That is 10 times worse than what he did. 100 times worse. Who the hell are you to tell me what should bother me?
See, this is where...
That's serious.
Homer, this is what happened
yesterday.
He's
serious. You better watch it for real.
Wait, Homer,
this is what's wrong. How do people tell me what I'm supposed to think when I say it doesn't bother me? I don't count. No. How can you continue to have that opinion when I say it doesn't bother me? Mm. That doesn't matter to you.
Team Homer.
Wow.
Homer,
yeah,
I just Homer's
want you to know. Homer's spitting truth.
Masterclass. We couldn't get Homer to stop talking. All it took was yesterday is this to get Homer to be silent.
You watch your mouth, old man.
Oh, wow.
Again,
you watch your mouth. Homer, you were silent. It was a pause. You watch your mouth, old man.
Again, it doesn't. So you say I'm lying?
No,
now?
I'm saying you were so shook and stunned. I was concerned for you yesterday.
No, I was discussing the topic and amazed.
And then you were amazed because you couldn't believe this Gen Z baby sat there and told you to shut your mouth.
I couldn't believe his opinion on the Packers. That's
what
I couldn't believe.
That bothered him more than being called
old man.
Well,
no, that was the discussion. But this is huge to me.
And you think 30%
of people. And I'm not looking
at
him. I'm looking at you.
Oh, Homer. Now you're trying to turn it on me, Homer.
Yes. No, because you reflect what bothers me the most. No one cares what a person thinks anymore. They decide what it means. I say it doesn't matter. You go, oh, no, that's disrespectful. Doesn't the person who it's directed to decide if
sometimes
it's disrespectful?
Sometimes you don't know what's best for you, Homer.
Oh, there we go. Did I tell you?
Homer.
Sometimes you don't know.
Homer.
How do you think that?
Because you're old.
You
I got to look out for you.
Oh, because I'm old and so lost that he's got to take care of me.
Stroh,
and you're worried about what he did?
I would say this is a big W for you, Stroh.
Yeah, Stroh.
Big W.
Homer never gave a damn about what I said.
And you didn't get any sleep.
He's taking it out on Kyle. But this is your fault. This is your fault.
No.
This is your fault. Because I said it was just a joke. And you guys said, no, you were disrespectful. You're an ageist.
No, you don't care. No, it's not that. They don't know me. You know me.
Oh, so I know you're the best of everybody here.
Yes.
Nice. See, not disrespectful. Love you, old man.
For any old people suffering elder abuse, call 1-800-ELDER-ABUSE.
You're going to take care of them, too?
Yes, because
there's only one person guilty of elder abuse, and I'm looking at him.
Listen, this is what happens when you try to help people.
But he didn't ask for help.
And when you don't care what they actually want.
Yeah, you'd be a bad, bad.
Anybody else here?
Hold on.
I want to be fair.
You should be offended by this, but I'm not. But you should be.
I want to be fair. Anybody else around here that you feel like you want to help them by telling them what they should think?
Well, everybody else here is a little bit younger.
Okay,
I'm less concerned about.
Okay, all right. That's good. Just so I know, it totally is ageist.
The first thing.
Oh, now you're telling me about mustard. No, I'm just kidding. No. See? How do you like it?
I don't mind. The first thing Homer said when he came in here was, what's the newest with Jair Alexander? And I think we'd be doing Homer a disservice if we didn't play Peter Schrager on Pat McAfee show saying what's new with Jair Alexander.
I agree.
I don't think he'd mind me saying this, saying like, we're actually in a good place with Jair. You know, obviously there was some stuff last year and the coin toss situation a couple of years back and all that stuff is all head scratching stuff that it would drive a coach nuts when you're trying to run a disciplined program. But from what I gather, this thing is in a lot better place than what was being presented in the media, and that there is a place for Jair Alexander in Green Bay. And I think he and Jeff Hafley actually have had a great relationship, and it's a different breed and it's a different time. And I don't know exactly how it nets itself out, but like when he was being listed as that number one trade target, I don't think that was coming from Green Bay. And if you know Goody at all, he wasn't leaking that to anybody. So
that's Peter Schrager earlier today on the Pat McAfee show. And it seems like they're in a lot better place and there could be a place for him in Green Bay. And that is a 180 shift from the reporting that we heard initially. I saw 99.5% chance that he's not a Packer from Rob Domofsky. Rob Domofsky also then didn't shy away from the fact that he said that. He put out the reporting that all options are on the table. And as since we've heard him say all options are on the table, it's trending in the direction of Jair Alexander coming back for the Packers. And if he does come back for the Packers, does that move any needle for you, Homer, in them being a better team next
year?
Oh,
yeah.
And having a chance to go
further. But what I want to emphasize, and I will not speak for Rob, but I will speak for my knowledge. One thing has changed if he's back, and that is the view of the team. The reason I'm assuming Rob said what he said and the reason I said what he said was the belief was that they didn't want him back. Fact.
I would say that that's true, and I think based off the way that the board fell and didn't go early drafting a cornerback, they only got a seventh-round cornerback. Nobody in their right mind is texting in, oh, I believe Carrington Valentine can be a lockdown cornerback one.
And I love Carrington, but Carrington had some of his struggles last year. We know
Keyshawn Nixon
has
lockdown cornerback one.
This team got torched last year.
That's what's changed. Now, the other stuff, the part that if he doesn't come back, I will have been wrong. So, because I also believed he didn't want to come back because of the way he was treated by the coaching staff. And so whatever has changed... And again, Schrager, who threw in there, if you play the whole thing, I'm not sure what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Like, if he doesn't come back, all this is crap too.
Yeah, but
it's come a long way. It's come a long way from definitively saying that they're not going to.
Well,
come back.
But again, they didn't say that. I would say you're correct based on what everybody who you respect, and I would certainly put Rob at the top of that.
Yeah.
But if in fact he doesn't come back, nothing changed.
And
it's all about if he comes back or not. This, because now we're at the level of, you know, they're really on the inside. They're really close to all these deals when they talk about trades with Goody. Yeah, he's that, which means nothing. Either make the deal or you don't.
Mm-hmm.
And the same thing will be here. If he comes back, then everybody can appropriately say whatever they want in terms of the changes that occur and why it did or what it did. But if he doesn't come back, nothing changed. And how close and what they did is irrelevant. I mean, it all comes down to, does he come back?
When do you think we have this resolution? Because I know there's like a post-June one, but when do we think we have
the
resolution?
He doesn't know. We don't know.
No,
nobody knows.
Peter Schrager made it seem like
we're getting closer, but he doesn't know either.
Well, I would defer when you have Jason on. He explained it pretty well in terms of the times and the dates and stuff where things could be important.
Well,
where,
essentially what we do know is he's not going to be welcomed to participate in person until they have a deal or not.
Right, which seems odd, and Jason brought that up, and it's odd the way the team has treated him. Like, what you would say, and this is very easy, yeah, we'd like him to come back. Even if it's not true, you lie, right? I mean, you...
I agree.
That's what people say. We want him to come back, and then if he doesn't come back, well, something changed.
We're going
to
make this
a whole... They haven't even lied about it.
We're
going
to make this a whole crosstalk party if Homer wants to stick around with Brian Bulaga, which he's always welcome to do, as he knows. Brian Bulaga joining us next year on Kyle, Bruce, and Ortman. Tell us about Citizens Bank, and then we get Brian Bulaga, and we lead you into the Homer
Hour.
Get
rid of me, because I want to hear him.
All right, we'll just talk to Brian Bulaga.
Yes.
Coming up right now.
Hold on. Is that okay with you?
Hey, listen, if you feel comfortable, old man, I got you.
All right.
Shut your mouth, old man.
Yeah! You're listening to Kyle Brust and Nortman, KBN.
I'm a tool. My name is Ben Brust, and I'm a tool.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
I've got some famous friends you probably never heard of.
KBN Nation, I'm telling you right now, if you're at the point where you're looking to level up your checking account or savings account, you should do it with Citizens Bank. You know what I love about Citizens Bank? I love their digital banking. It's a great way to stay connected to your money, and it makes it so easy. Quickly and easily send money to friends with Zelle. So you have to download the Citizens Bank mobile app today, and I'm telling you this right now, it makes banking so much easier. You can check your account. You can enroll in different things. I'm telling you this right now, get with a local bank like Citizens Bank because they are there for you. They're local and they get where you are coming from, and they actually care about helping people in the community. So visit Citizens Bank today at citizensbankwi.bank. That's citizensbankwi.bank.
Brian, I apologize for getting you so late in the program. Welcome into Kyle Brust and Nortman.
Yeah, that's all right. Homer offers great insight, so it's okay.
No doubt about it. Now, we don't know what resolution there will be with Jair Alexander, but like, how much does he shift the outlook of the team next year if he's with them or without them?
Well, I mean, if he's with the team, it's a huge boost for the defense. I mean, it really is. Like, and I understand the injuries and all that, but if you get him healthy, and you're able to keep him healthy, let's just say, I mean, and I hate betting on guys' injuries. Like that's I hate doing it, but let's say he's healthy for like 13, 14 games, right? And they're on the back half of the season and you get him for the playoffs. That's an enormous boost for that defense. Like, it's huge. So like, if he's there and he's motivated to play, because obviously what he would be doing is playing for free agency, and like, that's a motivated guy. And
if he's back with the team, his contract would be reworked where he'd have escalators and bonus opportunities based off production.
Yes. I don't think it's production. I think it's play time.
For sure.
I think it's just if he's available to play. Right. I don't think he would agree to a contract.
Is that new? I just feel like it's coming up a lot more. Or has that always been a thing in the NFL as you play, you can make more money based off your injury history?
Well, so Green Bay's always done that in the past. Like, or at least when I was there, Green Bay would have those per game roster bonuses in our contracts a bunch. Like, I mean, majority of guys had them. Obviously, the quarterback didn't have one in his. I mean, he just didn't. But a lot of us guys had them. Everyone's to a varying, number, a different number. But I would imagine if Jair's does get reworked, that would be a very significant number, because that number is what is 16 or 17 million. They would cut the base down to a certain number, and then the added money he could make would be huge. So those per game roster bonuses would be enormous. But
the reason why it stood out is because I think back to when Rodgers was traded, the whole 65% of snaps, just like that, it was a second round pick that went to a first round pick, because Rodgers didn't play the 65% of snaps, which is just fascinating, because now it's just coming up a lot more publicly, I guess, I'm just paying more attention to it. But Brad, sorry.
Yeah, Brian, with all this speculation about Aaron Rodgers, Pittsburgh Steelers, there's been wide receivers that are now being linked to the Steelers, like Alan Lazard and Romeo Doubs. So if you're Goody and you're the Green Bay Packers, with all these new wide receivers coming in, would you entertain trading Romeo Doubs to the Pittsburgh Steelers or whoever with him going into the final year of his contract?
Well, I think I don't know if I'd entertain it. I just don't know. I mean, I guess it. You just don't know what you're going to get for sure out of the rookies, right? Mm-hmm. You just don't know for sure what you're going to get. And with Watson coming back so late from his knee, you want to be able to have the veteran guys in there. And like, yes, I am saying Doubs is a veteran guy. He's been there for a while. Like, eventually these guys become veterans because they've been there for so long. And that's what I consider Doubs. Like, you don't know what exactly you're getting out of the first and the third round pick. So if you just get rid of Doubs, and say those two guys struggle just a little bit early on, that could be a big impact to the offense early on. And we all know slow starts, you know, you can't lose the Super Bowl early on, but it can make it really hard to get a good seed if you struggle early on.
I'm with you. Dobbs still has value to this team, especially with the inexperience you have with the first and third round.
I do think I overlooked the fact that Watson will not be around. And if Dobbs is gone, you're relying on Jaden Reed, Dontavian Wicks, and then rookies.
Be a super young room. Super.
Yep. And that's basically doing the antithesis of what you were hoping to do, and that's getting this wide receiver room up to speed. That is a word I use a lot, antithesis. Brian Bulaga, we appreciate the time. Be listening to you on the way home, on the Homer Hour, in 2 minutes.
No problem.